Problem with working with that person, in my opinion, is 100% of nothing is nothing.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
You can be a teacher or a speaker or anyone of any substantial content and worry about people stealing your ideas. Like honestly, like that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I mean, I will tell you, anyone sends me something about, you know, sign an NDA before we talk, I'm like, why? Yeah. Like, look, I'll give you all, I give everything I have for free. Mm. Nobody's me. That's what I'm talking about here, my frequency. Mm. Right? You can't copy what I say. Look, I talk about gratitude. Right? I stand on stage and talk about gratitude. What did I steal gratitude? Did I steal gratitude or someone steal gratitude from me? You want to take every word and try to memorize what I say? Still, it's not what I say, it's how I say it. It's the frequency that I come. It's the strength of the frequency, the spectrum of the frequency, meaning how many channels that I hit, right? And it's also the clarity of the frequency that I talk about. How much are you understanding of what I say from what I say and how I say it?
Yeah.
So anyone, I would tell you, this partner doesn't know what he's talking about. He's in the wrong profession. He's probably the wrong partner. If you have a speaker or someone that doesn't want to put their stuff online because he thinks people are going to steal it, first of all, you don't see me selling workshops online. You don't see me selling content online. Well, number one, I don't have a big enough following. Millions of people watch my shit. It's still not a big enough following. Like, I understand the guys that sell out when they have millions and millions and millions of people, and you know, but once you get into that level of selling out, you've changed your energy. Me?
Yeah.
My gift is my ideas. May you take them, allow them, number one, be thankful for the gifts I give you,
yeah.
Appreciate them. What does that mean? Add value to what I'm talking to you, and then let it go through you to share to everyone else. I'm hoping that you could take everything that I teach you and teach 1,000 people to teach 1,000 people. Because if I truly believe that I'm bringing value, then I'm bringing value just from these four people here. If you teach 1,000 to teach 1,000, you teach 1,000 to teach 1,000, you teach 1,000 to teach 1,000, and you teach 1,000 to teach 1,000, that's 4 million people. All because I gave you my idea to add value to and share it. And guess what? Those 1,000 people are not going to say what I said. Even if something is simple, if I tell you, go tell a whole bunch of people to say thank you before you wake up and when you go to bed and when you wake up, it'll come out differently with the 4 million people. But guess what? They'll all be talking some form of gratitude.
That's legacy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to change his mind.
You need to find a different partner.
But the thing is, his content is really good. Like, I haven't seen the courses, but like the quotes that he's posted on Twitter and Instagram, I followed him for a long time. I just find them so great, and they're very varied. But at the same time, like, I don't believe in this scarcity mindset. I think that's a very bad mindset to have. And
so
even John Maxwell, when he did his speech, he was like, oh, I don't really care if people copy me, because you know what? I'll produce another book. I'll get new ideas. That's the way the mindset.
And John Maxwell got his ideas from someone else as well.
Exactly. No,
you know, every one of my mentors got their ideas from mostly the same place. They've studied Kabbalah, The Course in Miracles. They've read Think and Grow Rich. They've read Wayne Dyer. Like, everybody, you think Wayne Dyer's rolling around in his grave because I've transformed what he taught me? No, Wayne, like Power of Intention. Yeah, like, think he's rolling around in grave, he cares? You know, I've sat on stages, I've used examples that other people use because they've given me that gift. I've applied it to what I've learned, and I make it mine. So, you know, if you want this guy as a partner for this type of business, you can't have a scarce partner, not in this space.
Yeah. No, I
understand. Even if the quotes that he puts up there, I don't know whose quotes they are, but even if
they're not his. If they're definitely not his.
Which is like the dumbest thing, right? The reason that
they're good quotes.
Good. Because what he's doing is projecting his insecurities that he has no original thought. Right? So he's good at picking out quotes. That's why you want to partner him and have an online course, because you can go through a quote book and pick out ones that inspire you. That doesn't make any sense to me. Why don't you go pick out your own? They got Google, put the top 100 inspirational quotes, go find the 50 you like and read those. Like, this is the whole problem with social media, right? You create a false presence with projection, insecurity, scarcity, voids, and obstacles because of some perception, right? Because you can manipulate the capture, the amplification, and the perpetuation of data, right? You can manipulate that. So, you know, I laugh all the time because I'll spend an enormous amount of time trying to think of my own original ideas that are taken from other people but made my own, adding value to it, etc. And something that I put up there, you know, might get 500,000 people to view it. And then I can put up a quote from Wayne Dyer, like, change the way you look at things and the things you look at change, and it'll get 3 million views, and everyone's like, oh my God, that's genius, that's genius.
Well,
all I've done is post it. But people will give me credit, like you give this guy credit. Why? Because I post something? I'll take credit for the things that I've added value to and came through me, but they're not mine, right? I've just interpreted that.
Yeah, I think you're very much right. I think I'm just not going to work with him. Anyways, that means that I would get more profit. What I mean is, like, I wouldn't share it halfway with him.
Well, I think worse than, I don't mind the sharing.
Like, wouldn't be
100%. The problem with working with that person, in my opinion, is 100% of nothing is nothing. 100% of nothing is nothing. And so that guy seems so scarce and off base from what your value system is that you'll end up making nothing. Because, you know, you've said so many different things that are indicative of someone you wouldn't want to do business with and nobody else would. If I'm going to give an online course, I'd like to see what the course is, see what the value of the course is, go through the 6 different steps to see a quantifiable value that I end up taking a course. What I want people to do when they watch my video is want more videos and do a value justification and go, like, I can't believe he doesn't have more people that watch this. I can't believe this is free. I can't believe he sent his book and paid for shipping. I can't believe he sits down for 2 hours and does this stuff. Because I know I won't do anything without, one, guaranteeing that you'll get more value, so it's a gift, and two, that I guarantee I'm a profit center in everything I do. Why? Because I only look at things with the lens of being productive, which means adding value, and accessible, meaning people can access my information, take it and make it better, and also I can access information or things that I want and make it better. That's a very simple lens of life, and that's why the calendar is so important, because the calendar allows me to manipulate the 24 hours of man-made construct, time, with a lens of productivity and accessibility. So all the things that I'm doing in person, on the phone, via email, and media, print, radio, TV, social media, are all directed at how productive is it, how much value is it giving, and also how accessible am I via those different contexts. And on top of it, the blank space in my calendar, how productive and accessible am I being with the free time in my calendar, including my sleep. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making the playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with the playbook.